So what do you think happened to all this artwork when the gallery declared bankruptcy?
Sold off.
Flash sale.
Y'all are right on the money.
Flavia Nunez Ledo never quite planned to be both a student and an educator during her time at Carolina. While the senior said she's always loved art and looking at it through a historical lens, it was an online art law class offered through Sotheby's Auction House last year where she first dove into the business side of it all.
And I was so interested in concepts I had never heard about, like art restitution and provenance. And that's how I got my little taste of like the art market world. And I slowly found that art wasn't something just of the past, like it's something that was currently being traded today.
A Morehead Caine scholar majoring in economics and business, Nunez Ledo followed her curiosity abroad that summer to Italy and the UK, exploring the cultural value of art through interviews with museum directors, curators, and auction house professionals. She said the lesson plans for her class, Creation to Collection, The Business of Art, became a way to put that research in one spot.
How much is the artwork?
$1 million?
It was $1 million before.
That's probably worth a lot.
Huh? It's probably more.
But it also meant she could give her peers in Chapel Hill the opportunity to learn about a subject they wouldn't be able to otherwise. It's the intent behind all Honors Carolina C-START courses. The program allows students to submit a proposal to design their own semester-long class, and Nunez Ledo's was among 10 chosen for the academic year. This spring's student-instructed courses cover topics like medical ethics, female rage and media, and foundations of brain imaging. The UNC senior said her class follows the journey of an artwork from creation to sale, examining art market structures and how they determine a piece's monetary value. By the end of the semester, Nunez Ledo said she hopes her students will be able to look critically at the economic systems that underpin the circulation of art pieces. While billions of dollars worth of fine art are sold at auction each year, it's not a business many people know a lot about.
The art market is something you've got to seek out. Like, you have to either read a lot about it or ask good questions when you're talking to professionals in it. It is an industry that's everywhere you look, but it's not always explained everywhere.
The weekly classes of conversational lectures, projects, and even an after-hour trip to the Ackland Art Museum are a result of hours of preparation with a faculty advisor during the prior semester. And Nunez Ledo said the experience has been collaborative in more ways than one, incorporating feedback from her class along the way.
Like, I've been learning a lot about how to engage students in the process, because theory is one thing and it's very important, but I think in practice, you've got to sort of figure out what works and what doesn't work.
For example, the group wanted to make their own art and hold a faux auction to mimic those they learned about. So she swapped a classroom discussion for a day of painting at the Morrison Art Studio, where most of the pieces were inspired by works recently sold at auction or those they saw at the campus museum. A student in the class, Catherine Bullock, said she's looking forward to seeing the class lectures come to life.
Those settings can become so competitive so quickly, and I think seeing how students will take the knowledge that they've learned about art finance and about the interaction between bidders and what the incentives of an art auction house are, taking all of that knowledge and applying it to you actually being in the room and being a bidder will be really interesting.
Also a senior, Dylan Cracker said taking a course taught by one of his friends is not something he anticipated doing during his time on campus, but he shared how the unique dynamic means students feel more comfortable engaging in the material.
I'd say that's the biggest difference, because I think a lot of times people don't want to ask questions or say things in big lectures, but a situation like this where it's like 10 people and most of us all know the professor, it definitely makes it a lot easier to interact. And also if there's anything you need, like reach out.
Nunez Ledo said just because she's in the teaching role doesn't mean she stopped learning. Describing herself as a newcomer to the business of art prior to studying abroad, she said the extra research it took to put together the class helped clarify a lot of lingering questions she still had about the industry. Beyond that, the senior said her students have pushed her to think more deeply about the material.
That's been my favorite part, because they'll ask questions that I had never, like, either didn't consider or just accepted as fact. And so when we're able to have those discussions, that is such a fulfilling moment, because you know that they're also interested in what you're interested in, and that is so wonderful to talk about something you love so much.
The current C-START courses will be archived at the end of the semester. with a new niche set to be offered next spring. For those passionate about a subject, Nunez Lato said teaching is a wonderful way to further that curiosity.
That's the thing about knowledge, like you're never gonna like let it go. And it's something I'm really grateful to UNC for giving me that like opportunity.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.